It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 628.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Feeling very productive today.
Why? Have you done any work?
Yeah, heaps. That's what we've. Don't you feel it or no?
Well, there is an allusion to being in meetings and feeling like it's working. But I know what you mean. I feel less. So we've been. You just woke up. The reason why you're feeling good is because you were in bed until 2 p.m. essentially.
No, I did. I mixed it. I did work from home.
No, but we were in Zoom calls between the three of us. Mr. 97 and I were here in the office.
But in different rooms.
Yeah, I was at the beach.
I was at In and Out at one point. I was with my son in the bath at another point.
It's because you can change the background, which is cool, the video call.
Yeah, it's basically a green screen. Mm-hmm. You can actually put video in there too.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, but we were mixing it up between the backgrounds. But there's an interesting thought to around – the excitement and energized nature of you, is it from the technology of the Zoom calls, or is it – because there's a bit where you have the Zoom call, but then there's all this other work that actually has to be done on the other side of a Zoom call.
But don't think we got so much clarity on things.
Oh, it's good. I'm just fucking around. Yeah. I think there's a great – it's a weird one because in a meeting, you should really be looking at each other. You should really be sort of around the table engaging. There is a different energy that's taken from you from a presence of a person next to you. The Zoom calls, you can just be like writing notes and sort of not ignoring, but you're not needing to sort of lock eyes and that engaged nature. Mm-hmm. It is a version of that I find is less energy zapping.
Do you think that we have in the past not had enough meetings?
No.
Structured.
It's structured. Yeah, it's definitely the structured nature of the single thought or the specific nature of it.
Because normally we sort of will just be like, oh, do you want to talk about this thing now? And then it ends going on and it's crazy. Yeah. And we end up talking about 100 other things. And then, and so the point was we actually had 3 meetings this morning. And we set them up so they had specific reasons, and I insisted that when we'd done the one meeting, we had to leave that room and go in as a bit of a mental reset.
I mean, is this just what people – is it people listening going, that is the dumbest thing. That's what everyone does, right, has a meeting about a specific thing? Or is it – so the whip or the stand-up in the morning, I've never been a part of that other than content meetings before a radio show. Mm-hmm. And so they are kind of new – but I think they get in – I think a lot of people are like, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? It's like, yeah, make sure you got your to-do list and then do that.
Do you think meetings get a bad rap?
I think meetings get a bad rap, yes, because they end up forming bad habits in the people in the meetings if they are just a stander. Or, you just form a pattern, and if no one is there to say – to shake it out – of you or shake it out of the team, it's very easy for it to form a bad habit. It's just like literally everyone running through a to-do list and then everyone goes off and half does the to-do list.
Well, the actions, I think like having at the end of the meeting being like, this is what we're doing now is good.
Definitely.
How did you feel about the meetings, 97?
Yeah, great. I think the...
You were meant to present something to us half an hour ago, but...
Oh, was that he presented it sort of to me?
Where the sort of?
I bet that wasn't.
It was very low.
That was very low level.
Was it a
presentation?
Was it
a presentation?
Was he presenting something? A good attitude, at least.
Well, the interesting thing is what I realized is that as we're going more like today, just focusing on single tasks, I've realized how my habit of requiring everything to be done now. So he was working on one thing, which is like setting up how. We interact with guests and do calendars and all that sort of thing. Mm. And then when I was walking to work, I called him and I said, call Venture IP, which if you have shared hosting, you can use the promo code TDTS and get 50% off for your first year.
Can I just say, the bloke today, absolute legend.
Was that because he knew who you were?
Yeah.
he tickled your ego?
He was like, oh, did you guys pop in the other week? How good's Angelo's office? Yeah. So red.
And not allowed in there. No, but
And so anyway,
it is great that you can call them and get onto them straight away. But it's also not that great getting the call to do that, a different task.
Yeah. And so I said, hey, we need a staging site. So because Blaj has been doing all these updates, our designer Blaj does a great job of doing updates on the website, but he's a cowboy. And so you can just refresh and see all the changes happening.
So all like the website's down.
It's fine now.
I mean, I heard that call to Venture. I thought, I hope it's not down. But that's his problem.
It's great. So now we have a staging site so Blaj can around as much.
How can people look at that?
You can't.
No good.
Do you have to be logged in?
We're locking it down.
Okay.
Locking it down.
Yeah.
So it's not locked down?
Not yet. It's because Blaj has an IP that changes. So.
Do you know once I was locked out of my WordPress site, it was being developed in India. And I got in a bit of a tiff with some developers. Shruti, that's your ex girlfriend. It definitely wasn't your ex. Shrani, I think it was. She must have been like biz dev. Mm-hmm. And I got put onto her through a mate of mine. And so I'm on Skype, I think, chatting with her. And how's the Christmas? Like, we built real rapport and then it just went a bit south and I was a bit pissed. And you'd be proud of me, boys. I was locked out. I worked out how to log in through my FTP or some back end to then be able to change the password to the WordPress through like a main area. And I managed to get back in and lock the Gronks out.
Did you do that all on your own?
All on my own. Yeah, no joke. All on my own.
I was expecting Conspiracy Jimmy to be involved, but that's
impressive. He would have done it for me for sure. Yeah. But it was like, I worked out that I was like, what are the ways of getting your access to your WordPress that's not through the WP admin, whatever it is.
Man, I'm loving this banter. This is great. I've never heard you say
real WP.
WP
yet. Banter.
Yeah. Mate, I had a code, or at least cut code out of my site.
You coded the other day.
I cut out a section of my website that Mace coded in HTML. The thing is, I can't code. I can look at code and go, that's what's happening there and down there. And so if I remove that and press save, it probably will get rid of it.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but you were charging people.
It's pretty outrageous. You're not looking after any sites anymore, are you?
Got rid of them all.
Because you get a full-time job.
Liability, yeah.
You can't have that side hustle. Yeah.
They can't have that liability either.
It'd be. Do you think you could have a side hustle working with us, Mr. 97?
No.
I'd be pissed if you could. If you had enough time for a side hustle.
Well, it's like
not with support anyway. No chance.
What do you mean?
I couldn't get back to anyone.
Oh, a side hustle website business where you have to support and get back to
people. He went deep.
Anything that you have to communicate with people, like, couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought he just support from people around him.
But you literally thought of like passive income, e-com biz that would need some sort of Zendesk. That's what you were.
I was going off the website hosting.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's what I was going off.
Some bloke with the fastest growing digital agency in Melbourne has to follow you up to get,
it's not ideal.
Changes made.
But at Big Media Company, we have tried many tools over the past year.
Right. Tools. We are tools. We've tried tools.
Subscriptions.
What's been your favorite tool that we've used, do you think? What's changed our business the most?
Oh, I mean, if you're not on some kind of Xero or QuickBooks or what's the other one?
MYOB.
Yeah. If you're not on one of those and you think to yourself, $50 a month is way too much for me to pay, you've lost your fucking marbles because you're probably putting $100 of coke up your nose and then justifying that somehow.
Who is this person?
No. Someone who's bad. That's what people do.
Most people say
buy a $20 espresso martini.
Yeah, that's what people say.
Coke is very easy to do a lot amount of money in a small little white line.
Sure, no, I get that.
So I was being silly, but it's like you go out for dinner. It's like if you have a business and you're not using
if you're one of Uber Eatsing, and you have a business but don't use Xero because of the subscription. Yeah.
Mate, I think it's like if you have a small business and you're still trying to use a free service, I think that's even a no-go. Like I think it's like the equivalent as it gets bigger is a smaller lease into a bigger lease into a much bigger lease. You're stretched. $50 might seem like a lot, $600 a year, but it can just streamline the shit out of it, which is your point. It's like one little service could change the face of your business. And
what do we get? Like Airtable? Do we pay for that? Yeah.
Worth $30 a month or something.
Airtable's great. That's Airtable's like
good, I spearheaded that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. That was really great. Very powerful. I mean,
it's that's all I looked up was is Airtable useful? How much is it worth? Yeah. We can use it, and then Sev's built out the rest.
No, that's good.
But it's I think Airtable has been the one that's revolutionized the show and the value in all of the data and the effort we're putting in behind the scenes.
I've gotten back into Slack in a big way.
I feel like Slack's is just the thing that is always on. Like it's the, I mean, but I don't think
people necessarily use it. People aren't using it to the fullest, right? They're using it just as a bit of a instant messaging. But now it's like, okay, as we're having more people into the office, we've got a Happy Harry doing work, Ramble's about to start interning, Kaz comes in, Rory's doing analytics. There's a bunch of stuff happening. Mm. And so being able to have Slack channels, having Blaj on a web Slack channel. And so last night we're all Slacking. Mm. It's great.
I mean, what you're getting excited about with the Zoom and Slack is simply communicating. Mm-hmm. Like raising the level of communication.
Yeah. But in a way that I think is clean, I feel like potentially the versions that I've tried to communicate previously has come across as micromanaging, or like I think that the feedback you give is like, I don't want to talk about that thing right now, but it feels like this is a little bit more sort of controlled and you can see it. Yeah. What do you think it is? Like I was very surprised when you let me do the experiment of doing 3 Zoom calls in a row.
Oh no,
moving different rooms.
I mean,
were you a little bit surprised, Sebs, or did you?
Nah,
I was doing other shit in between too. Like I was like, okay, that gives me 5 minutes to quickly punch out this quote or to send this piece of feedback. Like I walk down and get a coffee. Like it is appointment based. Like there's. Like you front up, think about meeting. Before any technology, it was like, I meet with this person to talk about X, and you obviously are thinking about what you're going to talk to this person about or what they're going to talk to you about. And so it's that version at scale. So you're coming
with ready.
Mr. 97 and I have got a meeting on Thursday.
Are we going to Zoom it?
Yeah.
What's the meeting?
Social media meeting.
Yeah. We got a social media. Yeah, you weren't invited, mate.
Social media meeting. Oh, great.
But it's.
I'm excited.
But I think he wrote it to me and I was like, do I need to keep that in my inbox? No, I kind of know what it's about and we're going to go over it when I see him. So I'll archive that.
Yeah, great.
And, but then the.
Is it for the Daily Talk Show?
Can I don't know.
Yeah,
it's for the Daily this is great.
Show. Yeah. And so that helps.
Mm.
But what's the. So like an accounting software. To start with.
Mm-hmm. You're getting excited about Basecamp.
So I mean, is this getting too sort of inside?
No, this is fine.
So I think
what do you think, Sams?
That's fine.
Well, as the business grows, see, all this shit is this so irrelevant when you don't have a team. So when it was just me and I'm trying to think about like, what are my processes? Mm-hmm. Because I know that to scale, you need processes.
Well, Notion, I think, would be perfect for an individual running a business. Notion would be great.
Yeah, I'm in on that. We should do it like a...
Dave Allard's getting in on Notion as well.
Oh, he needs to. That guy's on fucking... That guy. Yeah. Our buddy. Love you, D. He's on notes on phone. Mm. And I was like...
That's loose.
Shit. But it did make me think...
You can go simple.
You can do notes on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Or you can do something like Notion for $4 a month. Whatever. Anyway, we should do a video about these things. Or at least a discussion when we have them dialed in. Basecamp. So when you're developing a business, you have no real accountability when there's no one but any like it's just you. Mm-hmm. And so the systems that you try and even put in place aren't stress tested by anybody else because they're your systems. And so you veer off the system. But the problem is when you're starting to bring in people around, it's like there's no chance. You can keep that up or people even know what's going on. So there's one thing about a business is you have all this info, documents, shit that you need and it ends up going everywhere. And so you need somewhere where it's like there, it's easy to reference in the future. everybody's in there. And so that is...
So what's wrong with Google Drive? That's what most people are using.
It is like saying that just a folder on your computer is everything, every piece of your business, mm-hmm. every photo sheet, document is just there. And so if someone says, can you grab this for me?
Mm-hmm. What about if you use folders?
How do you find it? How do you write notes next mm-hmm. to shit? How do you tag someone in it to share and say, Mason, this is the folder I was talking about? Mm. It's like you can't do that in Google Drive. Yeah, you could share it to them, but then they just get an email with a note.
A bit messy.
And so it's, but then where does that email or note live? It's like you need access. I want Jeffrey or Jemima to see that note next to the document in mm-hmm. the future, not just yeah. Mr. 97 and his heavy inbox of hundreds of emails. Nah, what are you at?
My inbox emails.
What are you at in terms of like how many are in there that have been opened, do you reckon? Is he counting?
I've just done I've archived tapes actually. I've got 10 unread though.
10 unread.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bit of spam, like email sort of like.
Yeah. And then the other thing is Trello. Stuff. We've brought back Trello for the show.
Yeah. Where we sort our content.
Mm-hmm. With all this stuff, I was thinking around interaction with the audience, with the Gronks. We're talking about like doing a TV where people can watch the show live and it's like a grid. It's using Zoom. And we can have a select amount of Gronks that can come and watch.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we've got space here for a big TV, you know. Be nice, a big Hisense TV on a stand. That would look sick.
Mm-hmm. And so, Sevs, you were talking about doing like a survey and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
We haven't done a sticker run in how long?
Oh.
I'm guessing ages. December.
Did you fulfill the last one?
Yeah, we did. Yep.
Just.
But we bought all those printed, like we printed custom envelopes.
Yeah,
probably the worst time for our business and we were buying envelopes. How much were those envelopes?
Who spearheaded that?
Oh, we were in a better.
It's $2 a.
A what?
$2 a thing being sent out.
What are you talking about?
The stickers.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
That's how much it costs. I don't know how much the envelopes cost.
Oh, they were 50 cents. Oh,
the custom ones. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can't remember.
But we'll use them.
Expensive.
Yeah. But so what we'll do. Is can we set up the dailytalkshow.com/Gronks?
Mm.
And when people go to that, they will get a questionnaire, which I think could. What's wrong?
Hey?
What's wrong?
Oh, I got a sore knees from deadlifting last night.
You're right.
Scratched the bar on the top of my knee.
Oh, so baby. It's a scratch, not like a muscular.
No, it's about that big. Well, mate. It's about like a. That's like a bit coin. Than it's a 20-cent coin.
That's a 50-cent.
It's a big scratch.
Where I used to train, there was on skin both. On the bars.
Yeah, but that's your hands. That's okay.
Or someone like else's skin.
Blood on the bars.
That sounds like a coronavirus waiting to spread.
That's AIDS waiting to spread. Yeah,
it's everything.
Yeah.
Any transmitted any through blood.
Yeah.
Because then you'd do it onto your legs. Mm. I don't know something about
good.
It.
So anyway, thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks.
Yep.
Or Gronk. Gronks? Do both. Do a redirect for Gronk, but the main one is Gronks.
Yeah, perfect.
If you have three, Gronk Squad, Gronk and Gronks. And so if you went to any of those.
Yeah. If you're a Gronk, then just go to any of them.
One of the Gronk URLs. Gronk,
yeah.
You go to gronksquad.com.
Yeah. No, that's even better. Gronk. Do we have to do four now?
Yeah.
Just keep a track. Gronksquad.com. Gronk,
any of them.
And so.
That. Do we own that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We need to bring them across.
See, how do we know about what domains we own? We should have it all in a Basecamp or an Airtable.
And so anyway, if you go there, if you want stickers, you just have to fill out the survey/questionnaire. It will ask for your address and 97 will send them either this week or Monday.
Yeah, great. I think you could think of it like sort of a Gronk membership.
Mm-hmm.
With a little survey.
Yeah, so sell it in.
Great. Well, so what I was thinking is we can also use that for the SMS stuff.
So, yeah, so the Lifehack Club, we haven't heard anything for a few weeks.
I've got no SMS.
No.
No SMS.
So, what's the deal? What's going on?
Well, I've got the Australian phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go.
And so we'll be able to send text messages to Gronks.
Yes, back and forth. So you can reply and then we can reply. So you can have a whole conversation.
What's our phone number?
0451 562 566.
If I texted that right now, what happens?
I'd get a message.
On your computer?
Yeah.
That's the future. So
we got a message from Chitty.
Chitty?
Chitty,
yeah. What does Chitty say?
My fiance and I were hoping to pop into your shop next Thursday if you're free. We'd like to chat about wedding rings. Let me know if this is a good time.
Chitty. We're not Chitty's the wedding ring specialist. What suburb? Because I've got a friend we could pass them on to.
So that's obviously not their phone number. What's the number?
This
04.
As in, sorry, our one or the Chitty's?
Not Chitty's.
Are you looking after our privacy policy? You're just giving Chitty's number? Are you fucking insane?
What's our number?
0451 562 566.
562 566. How long have we had this number for, by the way?
Since Sunday.
Yeah.
And we haven't mentioned it once?
No. Because I haven't fully dialed everything in.
Okay.
But you can message it and...
So I'm just Googling it.
How much are we paying for this per month?
20.
20 bucks.
Has this been logged into Airtable? Whose account's it coming from?
It's coming from...
So this is the thing. This is, you'll find in Basecamp, you'll find the processes around new purchases claiming.
So the thing was that I asked Sevs last week, how's the Life Hack Club going? And he was like, we have to spend 20 bucks. So I was like, okay, well, here's my card. Just do it.
Yeah.
And so it was a bit, hi babe, what's for dinner? I just got it as well. I've got the app.
You've got the app on your watch.
Yeah, on my Apple Watch. It's great. And so, so Sev's.
Can you set the app up on my phone, Sev? So sure I'm can. Getting,
yeah.
So if you want to email, if you want to send me a personal text, all you need to do is email.
Text.
It's SMS too.
Yeah.
0451 562 566.
Yep.
Let me know what you're.
And you can message me too.
Yep.
On 0451 562 566.
Yeah. I mean, great. If you even want to speak to, if you want to get a message to, I don't know, Craig Harper.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his number?
045 or Kate Mead.
Yeah.
People are emailing us for Kate the other day. 0451 562 566.
If you want to message Hamish.
Yeah.
Hamish Blake.
If you're in the US plus or anywhere overseas.
+61 +61 451 562 566. Also, please include a name.
Of who it is.
We can just ask, but.
Yeah,
are we paying when we send a text back?
Yeah, we are.
How much?
What? We are.
So no, it's built into your. So you pay 20 bucks a month, and that gives you like 1,000 messages.
Oh, okay, that's heaps. Good.
That's heaps.
But we just want to be
and so once careful. We get a bit outrageous, like you don't want to get a bit outrageous and just blow all 1,000 text messages.
Okay.
So what I was hoping for was we could use your Gronk registration. And bring you into here.
I love that. And so
that way we have your name and everything and you don't have to worry about the number. We can just text you.
And that's the only way that people can get stickers, the Daily Talk Show stickers. How many are we including in an envelope?
Is four over baking it?
Yeah. No. It was always three. But
I think four is good.
Well, I was watching a stylist. I burped while talking. Yeah.
You're a bit phlegmy. What have you had?
No, I burped. It was a burrito burp from yesterday. I was watching a stylist talking about cushions on a couch. Cushions gone, by the way. Nice.
I put both of them downstairs.
Oh, not my problem. Not my problem.
I couldn't handle
the rice and the lentils. We didn't actually chuck it, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, because there's no fucking. That's like there's no rice in any supermarket now,
isn't there?
Ah, they're still in the tin. If you want them.
Okay, sorry.
Always, this stylist said always. Uneven numbers of cushions on a couch.
Yeah, definitely. For most things.
I didn't know that. No, it's not. What about if we go out for brekkie? You don't want an uneven number of eggs
but think about it. Think about it.
Because then you'll be like, no.
Oh, that's if you're sharing.
Well, what if you are sharing? What if you're sharing a couch? I want two, one each side.
So then you, no, but so.
That right, hero.
So then you get six.
I do 3 eggs.
Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Yeah.
But I don't know when you're sharing eggs.
Three each, you get six.
Okay. We get three lollies. Let's bring it back to Josh's language.
Well, I get two, you get one. In all seriousness, that's how normally it works.
No,
but
no.
But in all seriousness, with the stickers and how many we're giving, we'll also write a note for each person.
Yeah. Sure.
And so what you have to do is go to thedailytalkshow.com/gronks.
Gronk.
Gronk or Gronk Squad or gronksquad.com.
We've got you covered if you
if you're a gronk, we got one of those.
And the thing, and so what we'll do is, are we going to make all the fields mandatory?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And so what are we going to ask?
Well, I think there's
address,
phone number. I don't know, maybe
how long you've been listening.
Yeah, I mean, we get that on Facebook group.
But not everyone's.
True. Maybe it's something like the funniest thing that's happened to someone.
Your favourite episode? Okay, no, sorry. Yeah,
Something funny that's happened to them or one of their best stories.
Well, because you were talking to Paris from Jason PJ and she was talking about they've got like a database where they've got all their listeners and they have their VIPs and they ask them all these questions. Yeah. Hamish and Andy do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it's a good way of knowing, okay, if we're talking about the Adventure Club, we've got 10 people who... We know
Ramble and Rory love bikes.
Yeah. Mm. And so, hobbies?
Hobbies, yeah.
Okay, that's what we do. Hobbies. Yeah. What suburb do you... No, we know the suburb.
Yeah, it's all
your address.
So, what else? Hobbies? What else?
Favorite food.
Favorite food's great for Fat Fridays.
Yeah, favorite fruit.
Last holiday you went on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's that for?
Are you kidding me? If you're going on a date and someone asks you, what was the last holiday you went on? Like, you wouldn't say, what's that for? What, data collection?
No. I'm just-
like, we're trying to get to know people. It's not just about like getting there so we can spam their mail address.
What about-
which we're not going to do. We're not passing on to any third party.
Look at our newsletter. When was the last one that we sent?
Yeah, that's right.
How about this one? Favorite podcast other than ours?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So then we could do a recommendation. What are you listening
to? Perfect.
What's in your Spotify playlist?
That's too much info. Like I would freak out. I'd be like, mate, I've just got my wife's Spotify. I don't even have a playlist. What are you talking about?
What's your favorite song?
Why don't you just have a family account?
Too many different ones.
Do you want to go on to 97's on my family account? Do you want to go on my family account?
No, I'm already linked to you in too many ways. So the less.
What are you worried that? Yeah, because I would hold it as a carrot. It's just like, does it blow up at work? All of a sudden you just want to listen to some music on the way home.
You've knocked me out.
Deactivated. Definitely. Yeah. Google Home is so annoying if your internet goes down.
Yeah.
It's so quick.
Would you want to come to a live show in the future? Something like that. Just this.
Yeah. Okay. Yes and so what I'll do is today I'll send out an email.
Oh, can you put my famous coaching question in there?
How are you?
You put that in there?
So we'll do how are you? So we'll do a MailChimp email. Yeah,
what's the biggest challenge?
And so we'll send everyone to that as well.
Great.
So we'll say, hey, you haven't heard from us in a while. We did a bit of an admin update, blah, blah, blah. Great. And then we'll send that and then you'll send the stickers on tomorrow or Monday.
It's not going to be too hard because I get put off by things that are hard and annoying. So they'll be straightforward questions.
Sending them tomorrow.
Friday. I think
Monday.
Okay, Friday or Monday?
I reckon Monday because one day is not enough time.
Okay, you're going to get...
Of course.
You're going to get them. You're going to get them by the end of next week. Monday's a public holiday in Melbourne.
I fucked it.
End of next week, they will be in the post.
What date is that? Can we have a date?
Perfect.
So
Monday is the 7th?
For the sticker run, if you want the stickers, you need to submit it into the form by March 13th.
How did you get that? That's good.
Because I've got a meeting that day.
Oh, really?
I'm really dialing in the meetings. Mm. So, okay, March 13, Friday the 13th. I don't know what that is, by the way. We'll do that. What do you think of me having the computer at the desk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, you're actually on another Zoom call. It's crazy.
No, I was. No, it's good. This is great. It was so easy to create.
How much are you paying for that too?
We need to put that in Airtable. It's actually not expensive.
Can we do we're going to do an audit of all of our subscriptions through the business.
I didn't even realize we had an Airtable for that.
It's in our fucking running costs for the business.
Oh, that's right.
See,
I don't go into that air tape.
No. Trust me, I'm spearheading this base camp thing, and processes are coming out the wazoo.
Yeah, great.
And what you got to follow.
Did you know there's a Zoom conference that's on?
Zoomtopia.
Yeah. Really? Zoom user conference.
Oh, it'd just be a bunch of excited noobs like you.
Yeah, but they'll all be freaking out because it's a live event. Like you've actually, it's in person event. But
it's sounds like the most awkward event ever.
September 23 to 24. Could we potentially go?
Where is it?
It's in San Jose.
Mate, if we can somehow work out the money, you know I like a good trip.
That would be so fun. World-renowned speakers, must-see innovative workshops, networking with industry leaders and peers, insights to improve your job performance, product announcements, hands-on demos with Zoom experts, a very special musical artist, and Happy the Humpback. What is Happy the Humpback? It's an illustration of a whale. Surely they don't have. Let's have a look.
That's a book.
Is Happy the
Introducing what? Happy the Humpback. No, it's a
Australian Geographics.
No, it's a Zoom's.
Meet Happy. Introducing Happy the Humpback, your official Zoomtopia 2018 mascot. They've got a mascot. That's sick. Look at it. It's on cables. Look.
That's so funny.
Zoom has too much money.
Mate, we looked
Don't
them
you
up.
Think?
I'm happy to be.
What is that under the bridge?
You know what I'm happy with using Zoom based on their valuation being at $3 billion. You know we only roll with billion-dollar businesses. Yeah.
Speaking of Basecamp, by the way, I was looking at it just before.
Oh, and they're not a billion-dollar business?
Nah, well, so I don't know about this.
Privately held?
$100 billion valuation.
Basecamp?
Yeah. That seems a little bit over the top.
Mate, good on them. They I've read their book. It's sick you gave it to me.
Yeah, it's 100. So their subscription is 100 a month. How many users do they have? Basecamp.
They talk about it. It's in their book.
Yeah. The book's already.
Users.
They've got 1 million users.
1 million users at $100
a month. That's 100 million
in revenue a month.
Revenue a month. Okay.
That's half a billion dollar a year. Sell that. Yeah. I mean, that's still to get to the $100 billion. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money.
Better business model than a podcast.
I tell you what.
You guys are paying us nothing to hear this. Isn't that crazy? Have you thought about that? You're listening to this.
Can you put a question in there? Would you be willing to pay us something?
How much do you want to donate?
Can I just say, not throwing shade at Ash Williams, but I've got a bit of criticism.
Oh.
Here we go.
So Ash Williams is going real hard on Patreon. Good on him. Just making some money. What I'm worried is he's putting out the filthiest content he has. So any stuff that wouldn't be able to be posted publicly, he's putting on the Patreon. I feel like...
Are we subscribed to the Patreon?
No, I haven't. We can now. I feel like we should.
Let's see how much shade you throw.
Well, the thing is, I went on to his live stream the other day and then within like 30 seconds, he was like, see, I've got another podcaster on here trying to steal all my content.
About you.
Yeah.
That's a fair call.
And so, he's, I just worry for Ash that he is posting all of his good stuff on Patreon now. And there's only so many tickling videos and old nude shoots that you've got. He's going to have to keep on being outrageous to keep people subscribed, don't you think?
Maybe, but like the number one porn star in the world.
You're comparing him to
only did porn for 8 months. And that was it.
And now
they're still the number one porn star. That was many, many years ago. So they don't do porn anymore. She's in Logan Paul's vlog stuff. Lana somebody, not a real name. But the point is, he may have so many tickling videos. Obviously, he could be the number one tickle guy in the world 5 years after he tickled for 3 months. And we don't even know. We're just now spinning bullshit.
I'll go on to the Patreon and see what's on there.
Yeah.
But then I'm wary that he'll get very funny if I talk about the content on the show because it's behind a paywall.
Mm.
But anyway.
Shannon Tilney, she's relating to us. She's relating to the content about being woken up by HelloFresh. She got woken up from a delivery from HelloFresh at 12:20 a.m., very specific, on a Sunday night too.
It was a Sunday night.
So pissed. Couldn't get back to sleep, she said.
A Monday morning?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with Google Home the other day because I said, what's the weather tomorrow? And it was like 1 a.m. And they said-
Are you in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this Bree is when you doing? Had your late night.
Mm. What's Bree doing?
Actually-
That's obnoxious yeah. for your next yeah. to a partner.
Well, do you know what I also do? Asking
Google.
Yeah.
I'm having a little chat.
I ask Google. So I ask obnoxious. Google. When I wake up during the night, I say, hey, you know, I say the Google thing. I don't
hey,
want
Google.
To-
Google.
People are going to be very annoyed. Hey, Google. Sorry. I say, hey, Google, what time is it? And it's like, it's 4:40 a.m.
That's disgusting. And I say, oh, no, don't I do
that.
Do
and I'll be like, oh, how good's that, babe?
Oh, hang on. Let's just, an update that I heard through Josh was that you're returning that stupid thing on your wrist that you pay $18 a month for.
Yeah, for a full refund.
Whoop.
How good's that?
How good's what? Not well, having the thing on your arm anymore that
now, well, so,
you didn't need in the first place.
Well, the great thing is I've now got half a month of insights.
Okay.
And I get to keep all the data.
It's a life hack.
I just have to send it back. But yeah, no, it's annoying for what, sleep.
Okay, so this is a life hack. No, you can still do this. How much money will you have parted with? So it's full money back.
Yeah.
So you haven't paid, literally haven't paid a cent.
I haven't paid a cent.
And you got all the info.
Did yeah. you pay in Australian dollars?
Yeah.
That's a life hack, dude.
That's what you think about the conversion with
yeah,
the current.
Yeah, I was thinking, but it could have gone the other way. Like if you could have made great. Some money if you could just time the sort of 4X, you know.
You know. Yeah, no, I pay that. I thought it was stupid that you got in the first place and then you're worrying about your sleep.
I was hoping to keep it for longer, but it's just annoying.
You didn't have a sleep problem and then you developed one with a whoop app.
How do you feel? So I was talking to-
Give it to me. I'll wear it. It won't do anything. Like
So Peter Shepherd, I was talking to him and he was saying how he was fired up because sounding like Ash Williams now, it's a nightmare.
You stole his content.
I am fired up.
Ash is stealing your content.
This is what's hard. Let's take a simultaneous sip. I don't actually have a glass. No, but Pete was saying how pumped he was because on Sunday, Saturday night, he had a 10-hour sleep. And because of
Saturday
that-
Saturday night, Sunday morning?
I don't know the specifics. It could have been Sunday night, not Saturday
it's
night.
Like Shannon's message. You didn't need to point out that bit. That's what I was doing to you. It was a useless thing. Either way, being woken up at 12:20 a.m. is fucking
anyway,
annoying.
Pete had a 10-hour sleep.
Mm. And his energy is like through the roof. He's feeling great and his whoop is showing it. He's like all green. And so I was thinking I know that you're going to return this, which could potentially affect brand deals, but I would love to have a whoop brand deal where all they do is just contra. Similar to what I was seeking for KO, it's just a contra.
Until I told you that it would actually be more beneficial us paying for it and using it as a tax write-off
mm-hmm.
than actually doing live reads for a brand that isn't paying. Like, ridiculous.
It's 25.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you're the guy that's worried about the whole Airtable being up, like the $20.
No, I'm worried about the $600 subscription a month that we pay. Okay, Airtable's great.
Okay, good.
So $20 a month.
So could we get KO for the business then?
When we have TVs.
Okay, we should probably get rid of Studio Binder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So that was a $600 subscription.
I think I did make Josh put that into the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's in there. So.
But he probably didn't fill it all out, which is like the date of commencement.
No, you definitely didn't fill all that
so
out.
So the whoop, back to the whoop, how do we feel about if we did a challenge potentially?
You're literally doing Sober October.
That's what they all did. They wore one of those. You are the podcast
stealer.
Content thief.
Yeah.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, literally.
Sober
I was listening to,
March.
I was listening to it would have been like ex-Navy SEAL on Joe Rogan and he – Jamie was just being like, oh, Joe, I thought you tracked your commentating how many calories you burnt with your whoop.
That's so annoying because whoop's not going to do shit with us if they've got Joe Rogan
the biggest
on.
Podcast in the world.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Anyway.
Final thing, book club. So Tiny Habits is the book. The Saturday the 14th of March, that will be our first Zoom call that we'll be doing for the book. Get the book, Tiny Habits. It is by BJ
Fogg.
Fog with a double G, PhD. And yeah, we're reading Tiny Habits. You can go to thedailytalkshow.com/
Book club. I think.
And that takes you to George's mum's bookshop in Byron.
All lowercase.
If you use the code, fuck, there's, I'm asking a lot. This,
I know.
This
thing, you always do this. You put too much info.
The code's Gronks.
Gronks, plural. And you get 10% off.
Love it.
And so anyway, March 14, put it in the diary. I'm going to send out book club messages. You just need to, that's something. In that form that we do.
Yeah.
So they have to tick what club they want to be a part of.
Yeah, great.
What do you think of that? You love that idea, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That is good.
And so that will be the first one. And then the second book club will be at the end of the month. Because what we decided, Emma was sort of spearheading this, do one mid-month, do one end of the month. So then
with the accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love it. Have you purchased this book onto your
Kindle?
Kindle?
No,
your
audio, Audible. No,
you haven't.
That's annoying.
Only because
I'm pumped. I got a Kindle now.
So I would say, he does. I would suggest guys actually getting either the Kindle or the physical book, just because it has a little bit of a textbook vibe. There's a few sort of diagrams which will get missed. Yeah. Anyway, all right. It's a Daily Talk Show. You don't need anything else to do. That's a lot. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/gronks. Fill out the form to make sure that you get stickers for Friday the 13th when we're going to be cutting this off forever. No more stickers. So do that now.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.